This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
And so we have one of my favorite segments always is when just people take action in their lives that are meaningful for the rest of us. And so we have Libby and Len Traubman, who live in California. Libby is a retired clinical social worker, and Len Traubman was a distinguished held a distinguished practice of dentistry for children in San Francisco for many decades. And both of them co-founded the Jewish-Palestinian Living Room Dialogue Group in 1992. And so it's my pleasure to have both of them on so that we can learn how something small has continued to grow and develop in great depth and breadth. Welcome, Len and Libby.
Thank you.
Good morning, Dina.
Good, you're there. Okay, so the first question I have for you is, what moved you to co-found the Jewish-Palestinian Living Room Dialogue Group in the first place?
Shall I start, Len?
Sure.
15 years ago, we learned about the complete absence of the ability of Palestinians and Jews to meet with each other and to talk about their daily living situation. And we became involved in a conference that took place in a process of writing a document that led us to see that there was also a need here in California, in the United States, to bring Jews and Palestinians together to get to know each other. And it was from that understanding that we started our small living room dialogue group 15 years ago, not knowing that it would grow and expand, but it has. And so that's how we got started.
Are there guiding principles or and or intentionality of the group that meets on a regular basis? And if so, what are they?
Well, as Libby said, there were when we started almost no relationships between Jews and Palestinians that were sustained. And so after that framework for a public peace process that the Israelis and Palestinians wrote with our help, which preceded Oslo by a couple of years, we started the dialogue with the basic premise that an enemy is one whose story we had not heard. We learned that during the 80s working with the Soviets. And so it was just really to be open to one another, to be willing to meet, and to come into what we found to be the safest place, which is people's living rooms.
And I think that the bottom line was that we were going to listen to each other with compassion and openness and to expand our own limited frames of reference so that we could learn more about the other and what their daily lives were like so that we could make a heart connection as well as a head connection.
That's great. Now, what projects have the group been involved with? And I'd like you to also segue into introducing the film called Peacemakers, Palestinians and Jews Together at Camp.
Well, if one Googles, just search the web for Jewish-Palestinian progress, those three words in a row, you'll see dozens of initiatives that we've started in our community, and we do not just sit in the living room. One of them is the now five-year-old Jewish-Palestinian peacemakers camp here in the mountains of California, where last year we brought 255 men and women and youth, Palestinians, Christians, Muslims and Jews and Israelis and North Americans together to live together and learn to listen together. And we have a video of that people can send for at no cost that we'll be glad to mail to people all over the world.
And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So what I want our listeners to do is know that we're going to play about 5 minutes of this film, but I want to begin to tell you a little bit of what goes on. It's very personal, and it's very revealing of other and not knowing other. One of the first exercises that I saw the group doing after the initial ceremonies was sharing their experiences, and it was based on drawing each other. So you can imagine lying down on the floor and having somebody's hands going around you in a very personal way, all the way around you, when there's no trust, really, at that moment, and then having to share experiences that both of you share in the form within that body visually. Another aspect that we're going to listen to is learning, really having to confront deeply held issues. So if we could turn that on for the next 5 minutes, you're listening to Peacemakers, Palestinians and Jews Together at Camp. This was done in 2005, I believe, but they're doing it every year, but this particular film was made in 2005.
More serious questions, and to express our thoughts and feelings in a safe place. The tough issues were not avoided, and this opened the door to some new thinking and desire for even deeper dialogue. People shared the meaning of such concepts as terrorist, the right of return, and Jerusalem.
So we will let you know when it's time to move to the next person. And again, no discussion or comments on anyone's topic. This is really about listening and opening up. Okay?
I have a lot of pain for both people. That the feelings have a lot of pain for the Palestinian, kind of both Israeli Arabs, and also for us, for the Israelis, the Jewish people, about what has become of us, and partly out of necessity. The other part I want to know about me, that I'm very honest about my feelings, and that I've changed a lot in my views about what happened and how I view things as a result of the dialogue that I've been part of. And that I feel that that a really part of me working on really taking responsibility for what we as a collective have done. And that's really my task, to find a way to take responsibility as a person.
10 seconds.
And as a group for what happened to both people.
So next question. How do you respond to the word Jew? Start.
The number one thing is a relationship between people. And the second thing is between people and God. And that really does not represent what's going on right now.
I think that there are a lot of people who don't really practice it. But I think the concept and the religion of Judaism has beautiful qualities and characteristics and traditions. Lots of things that I admire a lot. But at the same time, some of the prejudice has to do with, I feel like, in the past, Jews have held themselves as separate, and they have seen themselves as special and better than, and they've alienated themselves from other people. So I have a split on how I view
Jews.
Next
question. First speaker, how do you respond to the word Palestinian? Start.
For me, Palestinian means many things. On the one hand, it means I'm threatened. On the other hand, it means people who are suffering. It means people who don't have a leadership that is investing in welfare and peace.
Switch.
You first negotiate, you establish your right within international law, and then you settle. I didn't enjoy the whole drama on Israeli television of the pain of the settlers. I've been against settlement, and I think it was a huge, catastrophical mistake by the Israeli government. I don't know how we get rid of them, but we will have to at a certain point.
It's horrible. I definitely can say that. And I've been to many Holocaust museums, and I've always had the most horrible feeling ever for what a human being can do to the other. But we want to stop it, I think. We need to stop it from all sides. And just stop it for good.
It made me understand the other positions, and I found that many of the things that I was thinking, they were thinking. And those questions help us to see the future, the future. We touch the past, we are living the present, but we see the future, especially the last questions, what you want to get from this. I want to get that Israel, Palestinians, will live this beautiful life together. We share food, we share prayer, we play together, we discuss, and we love each other. And I see everybody smiling. I want to see a smiling Israel, Palestinian country.
Wow. So what you have is the middle part of the process in, I believe that was a week-long camp. And we're going to go to one last section. But in the meantime, Len and Libby, are you having a camp this year?
Yes, we are. For the fifth year, we're going to bring together more Palestinians and Jews from the Middle East. We have 50 people coming, or 45 people, and then we bring people from the United States as well. So if anybody's really, really interested in knowing more about...
What's your focus?
This camp, it's on probably the ages of 18 to 30 this year will be more of our focus. But people from around the United States can come and help bring these people from the Middle East into a really meaningful process.
And so for our listeners, if there are any Palestinian or Jewish people between the ages of 18 and 30 who are really interested in attending this, please contact Len and Libby. Listen at the end. We're going to turn now to a summary. After the week's experience, this group met Monday evening at a church for the community to tell them what they learned. Let's listen in.
An experience or a fond memory they had of the camp?
I was surprised for the honesty that the people share their feelings together. Sometimes not easy feelings. It's not easy to hear, and sometimes very warm and welcome. And all together was, for me, was really powerful.
It's the hardest part is to come to this camp and see your enemy face to face. It's because at back home we see the other part that we consider as enemy. We see it only in the uniform, and it's shocking for me. And it was shocking for me when I see my enemy as a human. And it's not an easy thing. It takes a lot of power and energy to do it. The best part was for me this camp is when the director asked us to watch each other's hands in the river. The water was so cold, but I didn't feel in it because the thing I'm going to thank Jacob, if he's here, I didn't feel the cold of the water when he washed my hands and he asked me if our hands are clean, and if he asked me if our hearts are clean as well. And really these words affect me so badly. And I told him yes, but in that moment I was shocked because I never had this experience before. So thank you.
To most Israelis, the word Palestinian is like a bomb. We are not used to use this definition to Israeli Arabs. And I was convinced that what they feel is what they are. They are Palestinians living in Israel. And they have all the rights in the world to feel like that and talk like that.
And it was the greatest time.
And so we could go on with the feelings of these people, but of course, what's so powerful about that question that the Palestinian woman was asked was not only were her hands clean from the water, but did she feel that her heart was also clean very powerful. So, Len and Libby, how do people, for those that are interested, there are two films. One is called Dialogue at Washington High. The other is Peacemakers, Palestinians and Jews Together at Camp. How do people contact you for these DVDs?
We're giving them away to people, educators, citizens, relationship builders of all kinds all over the world upon request at no cost. And they can really simply Google, search the web for Jewish-Palestinian videos or Jewish-Palestinian DVDs. And they will find the website for those. And on the same website, they can either order the DVDs from us at no cost or talk about the Peacemakers Camp, which might hold interest for them this October 5th through 8th in California.
And can people get hold of you directly? How would they do that?
Sure. They can just, all our contact information is on the website. Just Google Jewish-Palestinian videos or Jewish-Palestinian DVDs. If they want, they can phone us at 650-574-8303 at home.
Thank you so much. That's Len and Libby Traubman. And I'm so proud of all of our activists who just step up to the plate and do something important.